Let's talk about your daily inspired rituals and daily inspired actions, your miracle rituals and actions. In the Miracle Journal, you'll notice on the opposite page to your vision is your rituals and your actions. Now, this is not done just coincidentally. This is extremely specific, and you'll notice that it has arrows pointing both directions. Now, here is the thing that really makes miracles come true, is that you hold the vision of what you want to feel and want to have, want to experience in your life. That shifts your consciousness, that shifts your potential, that opens you up to newness, and then you write down your miracle manifestation rituals. What do you need to do every day as habits, as practices, that will allow you to become this? So you see the arrows, they're pointing to each other because they're connected to each other. The funny thing with manifesting is that the vision actually influences, the future influences the present. So it's almost like in the future, there is a higher version of you that is giving you ideas in the present about what to write down on this page. Your future is informing you. So what I personally write down is meditation. What I want, I need to do more meditation every day. I need to do certain exercises, and I need to focus on the high value work for at least 3 hours a day. I have a timer here, a sand timer, old school sand timer. And if I figure out what the most important things are and I put the timer on and I do that, it will lead me to all the things that I want to manifest. It's very practical. So you write down, what are your daily practices? So these are not specific actions that you do. We'll talk about that in the next part, but these are daily habits, things that become part of your normal life. So you write those down so you know, who do I need to become? What habits do I need to imbibe to do this? And remember, with habits, a simple little explanation about how to make habits easy is just do a small amount of what you want. For example, if you want to do, ultimately you want to do an hour, 2 hours meditation a day, don't write down 2 hours, that's the goal. Just write down 5 minutes meditation as your habit. And then you just sit there for 5 minutes and then you're successful. Do you see what I mean? Because doing meditation for 5 minutes every day will gradually become 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and it will become more powerful. So we want to make this as small as possible. If you want to do yoga, but you're not having an easy time doing it, just do a really, really short 1 minute yoga session. 1 minute yoga. Just write down 1 minute yoga. You'll probably end up doing more than a minute, but you only have to do a minute to feel successful. So if you're having a hard time with this, just make your habits really, really small and do them for 1 minute, even 30 seconds. If you want to do a new habit, have a 30 second version or a 2 minute version, and then you'll do it every day, and then you'll be able to build that through repetition over time. The next thing is your inspired actions. And I've got 3 bullet points here, because what a lot of people do is they have these really, really long-winded to-do lists, or they don't have any to-do lists. So you've either got people who have these millions of things that they have to do every day, and then there's other people who have no idea and they just do things spontaneously. If you want to experience maximum success and maximum miracles, then it's really important just to tune in to the 3 main most powerful things you can do today, and just do those. It could even be one thing. If you manage to do anything else, then great, but do the key, most important, most powerful, most effective thing first. This sounds simple, This is life-changing, game-changing. So, for example, on my miracle journal today, I have record this audio for you. So I'm doing this first of all, because I could be, you know, doing all these other things and taking care of little tedious things around the house and all this other stuff, and it wouldn't be as useful, wouldn't be as effective. I want to help people first and foremost. So my personal miracle rituals is that I have meditation in the morning, then I go out for a walk, do more meditation, read something, eat something. Then I start doing my highest value work. If I was just to go online and check the internet and check the news and check this and to talk to some, then nothing would happen the whole day. A lot of people, they go to sleep and they're like, what on earth happened to the day? I didn't do anything. Where's it go? So the secret is to keep your cell phone turned off as best you can, turn the internet off as much as possible, and do the number one most important thing first, then the second thing, then the third thing, and then do all of your tedious, mundane, practical stuff. There's nothing wrong with it, but just do it later on in the day when you're more tired, because we've only got a small amount of energy for high value work. Having been an entrepreneur and creative for 20 years, I've realized that realistically, nobody, and you'll hear this from other entrepreneurs and writers and authors and creative people, 2 to 3 hours, maybe 4, is the maximum we can do in a day. You can do 8 hours of random work, but high quality things that make a big difference is limited. So if you aim for 1 to 2 to 3 hours of really, really powerful things, and you try and do them first thing in the morning before anything else, that's how miracles will become manifest. So that's your daily inspired actions. And then at the end of the day, you can come back and you can tick them off or cross them off and say, yay, I did it. Hooray, hooray, hooray. So this is like your to-do list, your essence for most effective to-do list. Less, 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 less. So key things, do the key things. And then at the end of the day, you can come back and look at this and say, how did I do compared to what I wanted to do? What actually happened?